Positively Fit for Business. The boutique fitness studio on Miller Road will be able to stay open after being granted a temporary use permit Monday night. Mary Letson, owner of Positively Fit, had to apply for a TUP and development variance permit in order to receive a business license since the commercial nature of the studio ran contrary to the area's zoning of Village Residential. While Positively Fit had operated at the location for many years, the introduction of business licenses by the municipality in 2020 made the studio non-compliant. Hopefully after tonight's meeting I can walk away with permits approved and clutching a shiny new business license, said Letson during public comments. And she did, thanks in part to overwhelming public support including more than 70 letters in favor of her applications. The TUP will allow Positively Fit to operate for 3 years, while the DVP waives the 6 parking space minimum requirement down to 2, which the studio has. Given the high number of support letters and the fact that Positively Fit brings a wealth of community benefit to the island, and that the municipality has not received a complaint over parking, and of course reiterating that this is the only immediate solution to gain compliance for the business licensing piece, staff are recommending the issuing of the TUP. Along with the issuance of the DVP, said Island Community Planner Natasha Chung. Council added they may look at a larger rezoning approach to the area in the future, focusing on a mix of residential and commercial, so that Positively Fit and other future businesses don't have to continually use TUPs to stay open. Budget days. The final deadline may be 3 months away. But scheduling to hash out the municipality's 2023 budget already has some set dates. Chief Financial Officer Kristen Watson laid out the process, including what needs to be done and key dates for public engagement. Bowen needs to have its final budget, with a 5-year plan and annual tax rate bylaw, submitted by May 15. A public open house will be held virtually on March 20. 2 days later on March 22 a committee of the whole meeting will be held to discuss the property tax ratio. Watson told council they may wish to consider the various ratios among different types of properties, including the island's long-standing 1-to-1 tax rate between commercial and residential spaces. Cape Roger Curtis Park proposal update. We've known that for island residents this was going to be contentious, and we'll have lots of passionate feedback, said Mayor Andrew Leonard during an update on Metro Vancouver business, where Leonard also sits as a director. It is a piece of land and an area that has a historical significance on Bowen and an ecological significance for the region that's just so important, which I think is in part what fuels this passion, he added, acknowledging the strong commentary that has quickly become a staple of the park debate, particularly online. But the mayor says there will be plenty of time for residents to have their voices and concerns aired while the decision process plays out. This includes a committee of the whole meeting on February 27 with council and Metro Vancouver staff. The community will have their opportunity to have everybody lined up and have their questions answered. I think this council and our staff are very committed to ensuring that the community has the answers and the information they need on this project, where it's going, what the impacts are, and having those concerns addressed in as fair and transparent and open a way as possible, said Leonard. He added this will be a lengthy discussion, with the first reading of Metro Vancouver's rezoning application not expected until April. Leonard says there's been no pressure by the organization to speed up the process. Given that Bowen Island has just received the application, there's work for our planning department and for our staff to do on our end before it comes to council. That rezoning process and that first reading and the public hearings that result will happen once staff has done their work with it, said the mayor.